welcome to Looking Back Through the Files of the Bunyipit, Gawler's History. And I'm down here in the Gawler Culture Heritage Centre, underneath the Gawler Civic Centre, with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette.
And it's a lovely day.
It is.
Yes. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago, our Institute. All our readers are aware that the committee of the Gawler Institute has been prevented from making improvements to the building and additions to the library in consequence of the debt on the building. By the generosity of friends, supplemented by the government grant, this incubus has happily been removed. In addition to the recent purchase of books for the library, the committee have accepted tenders for the erection of a lobby in the reading room, for a handsome additional table, and for a thorough renovation of the interior. And I would say that handsome additional table is still there. Because it was a beautiful,
oh, that is. It's a magnificent table, isn't
it? Absolutely magnificent table, and the beautiful round table as well. So it might be either one of those.
Yeah, it's a shame the bookcases had to go, but they were all eaten out with white ants apparently when they took them down.
Oh,
right. So, which was a shame.
It is.
Oh, here we are, back to my hometown. Skeletons at Two Wells. The Carbonate of Lime Company. When working in their quarries about 6 miles from Two Wells on Tuesday, unearthed the skeletons of six Aboriginals. The remains were together, about 3 feet under the surface of the ground, and were complete. However, after the air got to the graves, they tumbled to pieces. This is the first discovery of its kind made at the quarries during the 4 years the company has been working on it. That's interesting because lime is used to destroy flesh, and the fact that they were buried suggests that they were murdered.
Yes, I think so. 50 years ago, classroom crises for high school. Increasing enrolments at Gawler High School have created an alarming accommodation problem. The school population has jumped from 774 in 1970 to 1300 in 1976. And there simply isn't enough room, a staff spokesperson said. At present, transportable buildings are being removed from other schools to serve as temporary accommodation, and the school has only a small library, which is inadequate for the number of students, he said. Because that would be almost 10 years. No, they moved in 62 to that Evanston location.
Oh, that was the old up on Lindock Road.
No, well, this one is Evanston.
This
is the Evanston one. I checked. So I guess they had plenty of room to expand, and those portable classrooms.
Oh, they were dreadful.
They were awful, absolutely awful.
25 years ago, at 95.75, an average to rival that of the Don, he's no Donald Bradman, but cricketer Jason Wozniak has produced a tremendous batting average this season to rival the legendary 99.4 of the Don. The 24-year-old Gawler Central's A-grade captain produced 95.75, a personal best and the highest batting average across all senior grades of the Gawler and Light Cricket Association.
I wonder if he went on to play for Australia.
Wozniak? I think he did.
The name's familiar, I think.
Gary's in the background and he's shaking his head.
So obviously not. Okay. So I'll go to 10 years ago. Lack of response. The parents of two school children allegedly told to walk home alone on the day of the catastrophic Pinery fire have been left fuming over the Education Department's response. In a statement to the Bunyip on Monday, the Education Department announced it had finalised its investigation into the response by Wozley's primary school leadership staff during the Pinery fire. This matter has been dealt with internally through a disciplinary process, the spokesperson said. So I think you'd need to know more background on all sides, really, on that story, because
that was terrible.
It was such a dreadful day.
It was.
And so I think it's so easy to get caught out in a situation like that.
Oh, yeah. So that's it for this week, Jeanette.
That is indeed. Until next week, Kate.
Until then.
For all life's signs.